Legion. Once again, I am Dustin, and these are your Comic Talk headlines for February 12th, 2019. We're going to flip it a little bit and start with movies this week, because really, in movies, the only big news that doesn't involve a blue abomination or personal politics of the actors that are portraying Marvel characters has to do with A Quiet Place 2. According to Production Weekly, A Quiet Place 2 will begin production this summer. Still very little is known about the project, aside from the fact that Krasinski is writing it and very likely will be directing it as well. And that the little bits that he's given us about the script, in that it is going to be more of an expansion of the universe rather than a traditional sequel, which is going to be pretty interesting. And also a brief bit about Aquaman 2, that's right, the sequel to Warner Brothers' second largest grossing movie ever, and their largest grossing superhero movie ever. Deadline is reporting that David Leslie Johnson McGoldrick has been brought in to pen the sequel to Aquaman. Johnson McGoldrick is a longtime James Wan collaborator. They have worked together on a few projects, and he was also co-writer on the original Aquaman movie with Will Beale. So now we're going to kick on over to TV news, and we are still getting more updates from the Television Critics Association press tour. Whew. One of these days, it's just going to roll right off the tongue. This time, we're getting updates from Epix and Comedy Central. Today, and I believe yesterday, it was Epix's turn to present, and present they did. We got our first look at Pennyworth and confirmation that it is officially going to be a prequel to the Gotham show that is currently running in its final season over on Fox. It's also apparently going to be a more rated R take on the property. What exactly that means, we don't know. We do know that the Rogues Gallery for Thomas Wayne and Alfred Pennyworth is going to be characters either related to or taken directly from literature, starting with the children of Jack the Ripper. Next up is Doom Patrol, also coming out of the TV Critics Association press tour. Again, one of these days will roll just right off the tongue. Jeremy Carver, executive producer on the show, revealed that in the first season of the Doom Patrol, we are not only going to get appearances from Danny the Street, which actually was announced a couple of weeks ago, but also we're going to be seeing the likes of Celsius, Lodestone, and the Beard Hunter. It's such an interesting group of superheroes slash antiheroes. I'm really, really anxious to see what this season brings. Hey nerds, I got a question for you. Do you remember when prank calls were funny? Yeah, I don't really either. Apparently, Comedy Central didn't get the memo that the art of crank calls died with caller ID, as they just ordered 20 episodes of the Muppets Turn Jerky Boys series, Crank Yankers. No announcement of when it will premiere, though it sounds like Jimmy Kimmel's excited for it, so maybe it'll do okay? Also on Comedy Central's docket is a new talk show that is set to be hosted by David Spade. It's going to start airing after The Daily Show and will apparently be more social commentary and less politics, which is probably well-deserved in this oversaturated market of late-night talk shows. That does it for this episode of Comic Talk Headlines, nerds. For more in-depth conversation on all that matters in comics and comic culture, subscribe to Comic Talk today on your favorite podcast platform of choice. Or, to go deeper into these topics, plus more nerdy bits, then you can check out my channel on YouTube, Generally Nerdy. Thanks for listening, nerds, and we will see you next time.